Good morning. We continue with our study of Masechta Krisis. Today we begin the fourth perek. And in this perek we're going to deal with situations that come up when a person is not sure if they did an aveira for which they bring an Hashem Tali or not. Safek achal chelev, safek lo achal. What if a person doesn't know if he consumed chelev or not? Afilu achal, and even if he ate the chelev, safek yish bo kashir, safek imbo. Well, he's not sure if he has the right shear or not the right shear. Or chelev v'shuman lefanav, he has some chelev, that's the prohibition, and shuman, which is not prohibited, and he has both plates in front of him. Achal sechad mehem, v'ini yadua eizim mehem achal. He ate one of them. He doesn't know which one it was. Was it the chelev, was it the shuman? Ishto v'choso imo babayis. He has his sister, who's forbidden to him, and his wife, who's mutaris to him, in the same house. Shagag be'echad mehem, b'ini yadua be'ezim mehem shagag. He had relations with one of them, he just doesn't know which one it was. Right, Shabbos for Yom Chol. It's Shabbos and a weekday. V'asam alacha be'echad mehem. And he did work. B'ini yadua be'ezim mehem asa. So maybe Asham Talay. In each of these situations, the person brings what we call an Asham Talay. Now, k'shem she'im ochal chela v'chela be'elam echad eino chaya be'elachat asachas. K'achim alo hoda shalahem eino mevi ela Asham achad. When you would normally bring a carbon chatas only under one helem, so too, if you're not sure, you would only bring one Asham Tali. V'em haisa yediyah b'intayim, if you became aware of the prohibition, in the interim between the two averos, k'shem shu mevi chatas al kol echad b'yachad, k'achu mevi Asham Tali al kol echad b'yachad. In the same way, he would bring a karmel chatas if he did know, so too, he would bring an Asham Tali on each and every situation independently. K'shem she'im achal chelev v'dam noso pigo b'helam echad chayav al kol achas yachas. Kach lo hoda shalayim maybe Asham Tali al kol echad b'yachad. And in the same way, he would bring for a chelev dam noso pigo, and one thing, he'd be chayav for each and every one. So too, the fact that he doesn't know, he brings an Asham Tali on each and every one. Chelev noso lefanav, what if he had chelev and noso in front of him, and achal echad mehem, and he consumed one of them, v'ini yadua eizim mehem achal, he doesn't know which one he consumed. Or ishto v'achoso imo b'vay shagag v'echad mehem, v'ini yadua eizim mehem shagag, or Shabbos v'yom ha-kippurim v'asim malacha b'in ha-shmashos, it was Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and he does malacha, and it's b'in ha-shmashos. V'ini yadua eizim mehem asa, he doesn't remember which one he did. So Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Look, in those instances, he chayev chatas." Rabbi Yeshua poter. So Rabbi Yosi lo nechelko ala usa malacha bein hashmashos shu poter. But when it comes to doing malacha in the twilight period, everyone agrees that you're poter. Shani Omer mixas malacha asa me'ayom mixas l'machar. He did part of the work during the first half of the day, part of the work in the second half. About manechelku. So if that's the case, what did they do malacha? What was their split about? The difference is, he does the work during the day, and he doesn't know, was the day Shabbos, was the day Yom Kippur, or he did the work, but he doesn't know which malach he did. So Rabbi Yehuda mechayev chatas, Rabbi Yeshua poter. So Rabbi Yehuda potro haya Rabbi Yeshua af me Asham Talui. Rabbi Yeshua would also pater them also from Asham Talui at the same time. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezes Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning.